Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. We start with two significant deal stories from Ashwin Mohan. Adani Group is exiting AWL Agribusiness, formerly Adani Wilmar, through a 2,500 crore rupee block deal that offloads its remaining 7% stake after an earlier 13% sale to Wilmar International. Separately, Zydus Life Sciences is preparing to raise 5,000 crore rupees by selling shares to institutional investors by early 2026. Jefferies, JP Morgan and IIFL Capital are advising the drug maker. Low inflation may clear the way for a rate cut next month. A poll of economists compiled by Manish M. Suvarna suggests a likely 25 basis point rate cut by the RBI's rate-setting panel in December. Meanwhile, Aditi Nayar, chief economist and head of research and outreach at ICRA, writes that fiscal second quarter GDP growth will be slower than Q1, but better than initial projections, due to a volume boost from tax slab reductions. Turning to trade flows, Priyansh Verma reports that Russian oil imports have taken a massive hit ahead of US sanctions. Crude shipments from Russia to India have halved in November as buyers explore alternative suppliers. Manas Chakravarti writes that the upheaval in global trade has reshaped partnerships since Trump's Liberation Day tariffs came into effect. India's goods trade patterns from April to October reveal tactical maneuvers with the US, a pragmatic thaw with China, and a strategic pivot away from Russia. Economist Arvind Pangaria is optimistic about India's ability to absorb higher US tariffs. In an interview with Shweta Poonj, Pangaria, who is also the chairman of the 16th Finance Commission, added that the bigger opportunity for India lies in concluding the EU trade agreement, given the bloc's relatively open market. Big tech is, meanwhile, opting for quiet deals over lengthy courtroom battles. Priyansh Verma and Pavan Brugula report that companies such as Google are settling antitrust cases with the CCI, seeking to avoid protracted litigation and higher penalties. UPI delivered one of its smoothest festive seasons since 2022. An analysis of transaction data by Ishan Gera shows far fewer transaction failures during this festive season due to server overloads, technical glitches, or bank downtimes. SBI's glitch rate fell to 0.55% in October, nearly one-third of last year's rate. And finally, a timely and practical reminder from the top court. Hiral Thanawala writes that the Supreme Court is encouraging women, particularly Hindu women without children or husbands, to draft wills to prevent disputes over their self-acquired properties. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.